Chapter 1. A Glorious Day in Florence. July 1515.
Piero! Come here!
I turned around, trying to locate the source of the whisper.
Over here! Over here!
I followed the voice and found Benvenuto lurking around the corner of Signor Agnolo's shop.
Hold on, he said. I'll go with you on your errand.
Aren't you supposed to be working? I asked.
Yes, but it's a glorious summer afternoon, Benvenuto said.
I thought I'd rather come with you than sit in a dark workshop. Signor Agnolo will be angry, I said.
No, he won't.
I'll finish my work when I get back, and then he won't have anything to complain about, if he even notices I'm gone, he added, smiling mischievously. I knew he was right. Benvenuto Cellini was by far the most talented of the apprentices at Signor Agnolo's goldsmith shop. He could finish any amount of work faster than anyone else. It would be twice as good, too. Signor Agnolo knew that if he got rid of Benvenuto, he would go to another shop. Then that goldsmith would benefit from his talent. My parents had sent me to Signor Agnolo's only 3 months earlier, right after my 12th birthday. It was time for me to learn a trade. I could have been a carpenter. I could have been a tailor. But I loved the fine gold and silver worn by the wealthy people of Florence. So I asked to be apprenticed to Signor Agnolo, a well-known goldsmith.